This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And this is also Think, Aim, Fire. I need to get that music back on there because I know you guys loved that. But joining me for Think, Aim, Fire is investigative reporter Lee Williams. And on the road, not at Gamut Resolutions, but there in spirit, is Bob Keller. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
So what are we thinking about?
Are you in the RV or are you driving your pickup?
Nope. I'm just driving the truck, so I apologize if I cut out, but I'm on the road again and nothing I can do. So if I do cut out, just continue on until I get service again.
Gotcha.
Well, it's been a hell of a week. I've been thinking about you a lot. I was really hoping you could join us and that you weren't, as you were in the past week, taking over a government in some small country.
Yeah, right.
I can't stop watching TV, man. I've never seen anything like this. I don't even want to call this a war. It's more of a genocide. They chopped up 40 babies. Anyway, let's get to the point. Bob, have you ever worked with any of these IDF special operations guys?
I haven't personally. If I did, it was in a bigger setting. I know we've done some stuff with them. Some guys have gone over there. I have not one-on-one worked with those guys.
What kind of reputation they have in your community?
I'd say, better at, the intel gathering stuff, last thing I heard, they did a terrible job with this one, so...
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Coming from one of their guys, so yeah, who knows what's been going on in the past, but... operationally, who knows, they're definitely not anywhere near where we're at, but, they've been playing the game for a long time, so... That was their strong suit. Intel stuff.
Well, they've got guys that can speak Arab, pass for Arabs, probably are Arabs, so living over there. They know the...
They used to recruit from Hamas.
Yeah, yeah. They've got it. They know their Hamas district probably as good as Hamas does.
Yeah, so... How this happened, it'd be interesting to hear.
Yeah, I've never seen an intel failure like this in my life. I know, you'd have to go back to Pearl Harbor or 9/11.
Right.
I know they say that they're going to fight first and then they're going to investigate what happened.
Yes.
But do you really want to do that? If you're going to go operational inside Gaza, you want pretty good intel. You want to know that you can trust your intel. So I think they got to be doing some type of internal investigation. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and right now, last I heard, it's just been airstrikes, right?
Right. They haven't gone off yet. What about their night fighting capability? Are they going to go in at night, or are they actually going to go in during the day?
Good question. That I don't know. So we'll find out together.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of funny about who from our team is over there. Biden announced today, he said that SEAL Team 6 was en route but then CENTCOM clarified his comments. It said there are special operations guys on the ground, but they haven't been identified. And then that was changed to there are special operations guys in Israel, but only as part of regular exchanges with the IDF.
I thought that they were talking about cutting back on spec ops.
I hope not.
Did you hear about that, Bob? I heard like a 10% cutback on personnel.
What, overall, like in the States, you mean?
Yeah, in,
like
in
before
the
this happened?
Before this happened, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Hey, look who's in office.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I've not heard that.
Do Americans rescue Americans, Bob? I mean, do you think the IDF will allow our guys, either the blue guys or the green guys, to actually do this, or are they going to do this themselves?
Me being out now and a civilian, and my personal opinion, hell yeah, they're going to let us do it.
Good.
Are they going to rely on Israeli intelligence, or are they going to get their own?
No, our own, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, with help from, you know, I mean, they're the best source right now. So, I mean, you incorporate theirs or start with theirs and then build your own.
Do they, have we gotten rid of that nonsense that we saw with Desert One when we were trying to rescue hostages in Iran, where we have the inter-service rivalries that where everybody wants a piece
no,
of it?
No, that whole compartmentalized stuff is, I think that was one of those, a good thing with the wars for how long we fought. I mean, there is still some compartmentalizing, but not as much as before. Like, right. We all work together now.
Gotcha.
So, by fighting that long, that definitely helped that. Because, I mean, you just realize how stupid it is. Right. I mean, there's so much intel out there that you don't know of unless you're all talking together. So, yeah, that absolutely switched.
Do you think, and Bob, as a civilian now, as Mr. Bob Tiller, do you think there's even going to be any hostage rescue? I mean, because I assume they're down in a tunnel somewhere. I assume they're going to go in heavy with a lot of air and a lot of hardy.
Yeah, well, that all falls on D.C., so that'd be a hard one to judge right now.
They're dead.
I mean, how do you rescue hostages in a tunnel?
They're dead. They're dead.
Yeah.
Bob, I mean, you understand that. You understand how this works, all that indiscriminate bombing that's going on there?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Where would you bring them?
I mean,
that all falls on D.C.
Right.
Okay. Notice I didn't ask you whether you think they're there or not. Are we, I wrote a story about the threats over here, or we should prepare for the threat over here now. I mean, because Biden let in millions of these military-age males, and now they're even holding rallies. Did you guys see that rally they held, that pro-PLO rally?
Yeah.
They held in Dearborn, Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah. People better open their eyes, I'll tell you that.
This means I've got to carry my Antifa welcome wagon bag kit everywhere.
So anyway, I wrote this story.
I tell you what, before we write the story, we're coming up on the first break. So let's
come on, Bill, come on.
Right, hey, listen, man, it's
I'm just kidding.
Commercial radio. You just keep your eyes on the road.
I have to do that.
Just keep your eyes on the road. Just keep your eyes on the road.
Anyway, Roger.
One task at a time. Lee, of course, is the investigative reporter at Armed American News, SAF.org, and, of course, begunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller is at Gamut Resolutions most of the time, and right now he's headed to Texas, and he's going to go teach a class down there. This is Think Aim Fire. We'll be right back, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Lock and Load. This is this week's version of Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We're talking about Hamas and Israel and one question to you, Mr. Keller. How disciplined, because the Hamas guys, they look like a bunch of LARPers to me. I mean, they got real weapons and everything, but I mean, they're not exactly, you know, I'm not thinking G.I. Joe when I'm looking at them.
Now, all their gear is new.
Right. Yeah, but do they know how to use it? No, most of them do not. But you're clowns.
So, who's in charge over there? say the IDF wants to do this, and we get our guys over there, be they green or be they blue, I mean, is it kind of like working with a, you know, with a guerrilla force? Who's in charge? Are you think our units will be able to call their own plays?
That honestly depends on your leadership.
Okay.
Or like our leadership in the military. It could go either way.
We're the best in the world at this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it comes down to who's in charge. Who's making the calls, who's saying yes, and who's saying no.
Right.
That could go either way, honestly.
FBI sent negotiators over there. Hostage negotiators.
that doesn't surprise me.
Really?
Unreal.
Yeah, surprised me.
So if you're in charge, Bob, are you sending FBI negotiators there to go do something that's a military solution?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. And we'd be in charge if we were doing anything.
Is the best outcome that we could have as far as sending people over there to go, here's your objective, let me know the results, I'll be over here waiting to hear from you, just letting them go.
Yeah, unfortunately, that doesn't happen anymore.
Nope.
We got too many yes for men.
Yep.
Too many people looking for their next promotion.
Yep.
I don't think they're doing that, though. Right now, depending on who we send, who's in charge, I mean, it almost would be better just to let them take over because they're not playing games right now.
Right.
No, not at all.
I mean, I think I read something that they called up their reservists or whatever they called their reservists, and it was like 300,000 of them, and 360,000 showed up.
Yep.
Well, also, you do have to appreciate, and that is in finger quotes, the fact that they are putting all these atrocities on social media, because I guarantee you there's somebody down in the basement of the Mossad that is recording every single image, and Israel has a long memory. I mean, they were killing guys responsible for the 72 Olympic massacre just a couple years ago.
Years they were still doing it, tracking them down.
So keep taking selfies, Hamas.
Well, can't they track them with the metadata?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they could. I mean, you're talking about the state resources. I think they can probably do whatever they want.
Well, isn't that what Ukraine is doing with the Russians?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's keep sending the selfies, boys. You're all going to die someday. So anyway, I did this story, and basically it says get a rifle, get a handgun, buy ammunition, store it in magazines, and get some professional training. Find an instructor who understands how to shoot, move, and communicate. I think you got a pretty good handle on that, Bob. So it was kind of an opinion piece, but I've never done a story that's got a larger response ever.
Really?
In 2 years. Yeah.
So what? People are ready?
Yeah, I think people are ready. I mean, this is my fourth media appearance of the day.
On that story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
good job.
Well, I think you're going to see an uptick in students, but you're already booked up through, 2030?
No. No.
Well, I mean, right now, this is a perfect time, though, because the AR market is cratered. This is a buyer's market for ARs.
Yep.
True.
It's a buyer's market for guns, period.
I worry about ammunition. I think, been talking to a few dudes, I think we're going to see another shortage. And is that necessarily a bad thing?
Well, it is for price.
Yeah, definitely. So the Israeli National Security Minister announced that they were going to give away 10,000 rifles for civilian security teams. Is this too late?
No.
Yeah, man, you got to think they're like, whoa. Yes, absolutely too late. That's why you don't take guns away from people.
Well, I kind of agree.
It's well, okay. So it reminds me, you know, during World War II, you had old Churchill get out there and say, "We're going to fight them in the glens and in the dales and in the meadows and in the streets." And then he looked around and said, "They had no guns, and we had to ship 500,000 M1s to them."
Right.
And
like, go grab your pitchforks.
But
they're stupid. Yeah, that's why we all need guns.
Well, I mean, but I would expect, you know, given what happened with Hamas, I'd sort of expect Hezbollah to decide, well, let's see what we can do, because they got them with parasails. They're not, there's a hole in that somewhere.
Yep.
I'll never forget that image of those guys coming down. It was like the opening scene of Red Dawn.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. And they should have shot him in the air.
They couldn't. They were ready.
This is what I definitely want Bobby to weigh in on. For the, you know, for the 20 years, the Israeli doctrine has been to avoid going house to house in Gaza. Since I just found out it's the most densely populated place in the world. So do you think their guys, the IDF guys, are actually going to be going room to room? Or are they going to be, like, reconning with tank rounds and artillery and maybe a satchel charge?
No, I don't think they're going to be going room to room.
I don't either.
Door to door.
Hang on right there before we go in there. I've got a question about that myself because, you know, there's certain pertinent things that we don't know about yet, although I've seen some video. Lee Williams, he is at the gunwriter.substack.com. He is at Armed American News with my guy Mark Walters, that little collaboration right there. And he is the lone reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigate Reporter Project. And also, Bob Keller. He is at Gamut Resolutions. He goes around and he trains people in the tactical art of the AR-15 handgun ballet. And he's the
highly lead, in demand.
He's
highly
the
in
lead
demand.
Dancer. He's highly in demand. He goes and performs all over the world. And every time he teaches a class, they give him a nice bouquet of flowers and he gets many curtain calls. We'll be right back with more on this. This is an excellent discussion today. I'm enjoying it anyway. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday break.
Congress needs to pass the supplemental funding to Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made his appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to President Biden, Hobbs attributes the request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. Former President Trump is launching a set of digital trading cards called the Mugshot Edition. In a Truth Social announcement, he mentioned that these cards, following the successful Trump digital trading cards, are now available. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load talking Thank You, Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And here's a question about going room to room, door to door, you know, all this other stuff. They're blowing a lot of buildings up. They're just collapsing buildings left, right, and center.
Yeah, they are. Yep.
They're narrowing the actual amount of targets that they would have to go. Is that by design?
They're getting a lot of secondaries, too, over there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bill. What's your question?
Well, I was just saying. I mean, if they hadn't turned, the Gaza Strip into a parking lot, I would say, yeah, that would be tough to go room to room because it sort of reminded me of that Kowloon stacked town that Hong Kong used to have years ago. They finally tore down where they had, itty bitty acre sized place that had 1.6 million people in it. But they're thinning out. They're thinning the buildings out and everything. And I mean, that might have some sort of intel value as far as saying, okay, they could only be here, they could only be there. And can they find them based on a heat signature or anything in these buildings, Bob?
Yeah, but how are you going to? So yeah, that's even if you take down a ton of buildings, it's still going to be way too much to go door to door, building or room to room.
Right.
It's not, you don't have enough people, and they move around. So what are you going to keep guys at each house or each room or each building to make sure people don't go back there or switch spots? I mean, it comes down to getting them with intel and the ways that we use intel, which I'm not going to talk about, but. You narrow it down from there. You can't. The whole going door to door is just not feasible.
The thing that concerns me are the tunnels over there, because the way they make it sound, the whole place is just a big honeycomb of tunnels, and they've had decades to prepare those.
Yeah, and that's not an ideal place to go search it.
Yes, we got some really good questions. Some on this topic, some off. Anonymous asks, Wash Poe and CNN are calling Hamas fighters or militants. New York Times is calling them gunmen. Does journalistic objectivity even apply to situations like this? Nope. And they lost it all when they cut the heads off 40 babies.
Yeah, they're terrorists.
Yeah,
yeah,
moral.
Exactly. They can't say that word. You know, it's like,
yeah,
the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, you can't. What they're asking about is moral neutrality, and I've always tried to do that in stories that don't involve decapitating babies or raping and murdering young women. So they're terrorists.
What is the mainstream media saying about these demonstrations in the States?
Like, are they, you know, they're trying to call some of them out, but, you know, okay. God, I wouldn't move to Dearborn, Michigan, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's hard to hold the moral high ground when they're taking hostages.
Yeah.
Taking hostages is not a military objective. Going in, shooting dogs and beheading babies and setting houses on fire, that's not the military.
No, you know, they were saying that the people they were grabbing were prisoners of war. No, they're not.
No.
I mean, did the Hamas, are they a signatory to the Geneva Accords? I don't think so.
Bob, how do you feel about a bunch of terrorists attacking a bunch of non-combatants that don't have any idea about what's coming in at them? What do you think of that?
Kill them all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that. Trish had two questions. We've answered one already. Her other one is, have any of you ever seen weaponized paragliders before?
Only in Escape from L.A. with Kurt Russell.
Yeah, right? No, that one I've never seen before.
Also in James Bond, one of the Roger Moore James Bonds.
Oh, yeah, they have one. Yeah.
So you weren't issued a paraglider then, Bob?
No, never seen that one. So that was a surprise to me too.
You know who's a huge paragliding fan, and I see him around here quite often in his? Kurt Hoffman, the Sarasota County Sheriff.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's all in it.
Huh.
I wouldn't mind knowing how to fly. I don't think my wing is gonna be a parachute though.
Yeah. Well, you have a chute. You got a reserve in the, I don't know what you call it, an aircraft. So if your main does go bad, you can cut away and pop a big, big, big reserve.
That looks like a bucket seat with one of those big fans from Home Depot strapped on the back.
Anonymous asked, Bob, do you have any, can you please discuss a carjacking defense? These were the questions that came in before this
right,
thing.
Right off the bat, situation awareness is first. Then after that, have a gun.
Well, how about keep your doors locked, have a gun, step on the gas.
But you have to having your head on a swivel is one of the biggest things. You know, to prevent it from even happening. It depends on where it's happening. Are you out of the car, getting into the car? Are you at the gas station? Are you at a stoplight or at the stop sign? And that'll come into play. Pretty in the car and the guy's running up to you like it wasn't at a gas station. Then just like Bill said, you know, doors locked, step on the gas. Now if you're stuck in between cars, the guy's trying to get you out, there's where you need your gun.
Yep. I think Masada Ayoub told me if they beat on the car sheet metal, you cannot claim that your life was in danger. But if they go after the glass or if they're trying to gain entry to you, you can shoot through the glass.
Yeah. Anonymous says, I just took a class from one of Bob's former teammates in which he incorporated video into the instructions to show students exactly what they needed to do to improve. Is video used at your former unit, and have you, or do you plan to, use it with your students? I'll go ahead and answer this one. Bob doesn't need video. He doesn't miss a damn thing, and I wish he would sometimes, but he doesn't miss a thing. Go ahead.
Individually or... Even as teams, some guys might use cameras or videos to see what they're doing or watch what other guys are doing. CQB wise, that sometimes you put that on video just so you can see teams flowing through. But shooting wise, I don't know of anyone that did that. I never did it, but that doesn't say other people didn't do it individually. I wouldn't do it in my class. It just eats up too much time. So I have nothing against it. I think it's a great tool to be able to show people, like, this is what I'm talking about. You know, and then you show it to them, like, oh, yeah, I totally see it. But, like, for me, you know, especially in, like, a two-day, three-day class, I only have so much time. You know, and for me to videotape each person and then have them watch it, that's eating up a lot of all the other students' time. So I have nothing against it. I just wouldn't do it in my class.
Yeah, you're talking half a day easy that you'd lose.
Yeah.
Hold up on your next question because we're going to be in the break before that happens. Would you guys advise that right now, while the gun market is depressed, this is the time to buy a gun and everybody needs a primary weapon and a secondary weapon, go buy them now?
Absolutely. That's like you're reading the next question that's in front of me.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a sponsor here locally that he owns a pawn shop, and they've got a bunch of Diamondback AR-15s for $349. And I know that's not state of the art, but for everybody out there, you know, the budget-minded, he's got them up to $6,000. So he's got one for everybody, every pocketbook, and this is the time to buy, and this is the reason to buy, because you haven't got to the meaty part. We'll get to the meaty part when we get in the next segment. Lee Williams, he is with Second Amendment Foundation. He's the lone investigative reporter there. Bob Keller, well, he's just busy being Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions. He's on his way to Texas to be Bob Keller. He'll be Bob Keller when he gets there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. It's Think Game Fire as well. Got Lee Williams and Bob Keller in the house. In the question and answer, go ahead and ask that next question, Bob, or Lee. I'm sorry. You answer the question, Bob. Lee, you ask the question.
Otto in Texarkana says, I'm looking for a dependable AR that's under $2,000. Can you recommend one? Well, Otto, I am on Special Operations Tactical. Right now, that's SOTMFG.com, SOTMFG.com. And you have the Bob Keller signature rifle, and they retail for $1,574, $1,299, or $1,409. So that leaves you $500 for an optic.
Yep.
Yep. And I got to tell you, I have shot them all, Otto. And Bob even converted me over from AKs, and I didn't think anybody would ever do that. Yeah, I think the difference is, you know, yeah, you can pay $1,500, you can pay $5,000 for an AR, but you're not going to find one with zero recoil. And what is that gas system thing, Bob?
The siphon barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a full-length gas system, but it's ported at a 40-degree angle, so when the gas comes back, or it's not an abrupt stop, like a 90-degree angle up and then back, so it comes in smoother, so it takes the recoil out. One of those things you just got to try, because I didn't believe it would do anything until I shot it, and then I was like, totally sold. I mean, my first words to Garrett were, you need to get a better lawyer. Like that's how little recoil it was.
Well, I think it recoils like a Crosman 760 air rifle, if you want my honest opinion.
That's pretty cool.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I want to be one of the Q&A questions. So, Bob, given that we know that we have a porous southern border right now, and given that we know that there's a lot of military-aged men of a lot of different nationalities in the United States today, and given what you know about military intel, in the most general sense of terms, we have terrorists in the United States now, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And knowing this, would a forward-thinking person look at themselves and say, yeah, I'm going to the grocery store. I don't need to be carrying the SIG P365. I need something a little beefier, and I need enough ammo in case I have to start swapping serious stuff beyond that, you know, 3 shots, 3 seconds, 3 feet. Should we be looking at this
be
now?
Prepared.
Yeah. You care.
Yeah, just the people don't want to. People don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen to it. They want to live in their little dome of safety until it actually happens, and then people freak out.
Just like the dance
rappers. Know that it's here at any time.
Right.
It could happen.
Yeah.
And always plan for it.
But it's just like the dance rappers. They were there dancing and having a good time, and looking at the parasails going pretty, and then it wasn't anymore. And
yep.
Do you think that's changed the outlook of things, the foresight of some people? Knowing that they've seen
here?
Yeah,
for about a week, and then everyone will go back to being complacent.
You know, I remember those two kids in Texas that open carried the rifles in the restaurant, and they ate all kind of hell. And I think one guy had an FKS, and the other guy had an AK. We should be able to openly carry a rifle if we so choose without drawing so much as a second glance.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it, and nor should we, because this is going to happen here. We do have terrorists here. They're just sleeping. They're waiting for the phone call or the radio message or the text to come from their handlers, and then the next thing you know, it's going to be over here. So we need to rid ourselves of this block that a lot of people have at the thought of open carrying a rifle, because it shouldn't be any big deal. Am I wrong?
No.
No, everyone should have them in their trucks and cars.
Yep. Okay, Anonymous, and I like this question a lot. He says that he wants to do some internet rumor control. Has Bob's former unit ever done a hostage rescue and told the hostages that they were Navy SEALs? Which, knowing you, is something that you would do.
Yeah. I don't know. That must be like in a movie or something.
Okay.
That's funny. I've actually been asked that before.
Have you?
So,
So you guys don't.
Have to be in a show, have to be in a movie or something for people to think that.
So you guys don't introduce yourselves like at the Delta Tau Chi Rush Party?
Yeah. That's not in the handbook.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you say SEAL Team 6, or is it just SEAL Team 2 or 4 or something else? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, if you find out, let me know.
Yeah, I will.
It's a good thing I'm not on one of those teams, because I'd be like, Bill Frady, Salvation Army, follow me.
Right.
Lieutenant Colonel of the Salvation Army. Last question, Anonymous. Did Bob ever wear body cams on real life raids?
No, I wish I did, though.
Do you?
Yeah, just for to have the video now.
When you're
there doing it, you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm living it. You know, like, you know, we weren't big picture takers, weren't big video takers. I totally wish I would have filmed everything. I mean, there is some cool stuff.
But nobody's watching you guys live, right?
No, not from body cams. I wouldn't be surprised if that actually happens, though. You know, like in the way in the future, near future, I don't know when it'll happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it was something that was mandated, though.
Well, the next thing you know, you're going to get orders issued in your ear, you know, from 2,000 miles away.
Yeah. So yeah, that still happened, but we're in charge of ourselves on target. I mean, when you're in a gunfight, you don't have time to listen to people, you know, watching on a big screen TV.
How does that when you guys have?
But yeah, the whole like
you guys have to go.
No, go ahead.
You have to go through an after action review, right?
Yeah, we do it.
So, does anybody ever try to arm track? Does anybody ever try to armchair quarterback you on that one?
No, I wouldn't say for like operational stuff. Maybe no. So the ARs that we do are for ourselves. I mean, stuff does get documented, but we do them, and that's why ARs are so awesome. We do them to see what faults we had or like the pros and cons of that one hit. You know, if we talk about it, And a lot of teams aren't right there when things happen. So if you get everyone together after and talk about it, there's a lot of lessons learned for guys that didn't see the bad things that happened or the good things that happened. So by talking about it, everyone being there, you can learn a lot of things just by listening. You know, to the AAR.
And that's what if somebody screwed up?
That'll be, and that's the beauty of the AR is, like, if I did something, that's the time to, like, there's no rank in ARs, at least where we do them, and it's not to bust people or to get people in trouble, it's to learn from your mistakes. So, and it's awesome that guys will call themselves out. So if I did something wrong, no one saw it, and then we're doing an AR, like, the right thing to do is, like, hey, you know, when everyone was over here, I did this, or I saw this, like, you'll call us out. And it's not to get anyone in trouble, so the other people that didn't see it can learn from your mistake. That's what AARs are for, and they work. They're awesome.
That's healthy.
I mean, some AARs that we do take 4 hours.
Well, I've started my own fire team here locally with the radio show I do. It's called Team Hell No, and I'd like to count on both of you to be members, because I never led a fire team, so I'm probably going to need a few pointers here and there.
Bill, I want at least the colonelcy.
You get it. You get it. You could be El Presidente, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you for taking the time to join me. We have run out of time. Lee Williams, go find his stuff, thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller, will you be back next week in your sunny climes of Florida?
Yes, I am. I am back, and then I'm going to North Carolina like on Thursday, I think.
There you go. Well, I'll be
around Wednesday.
Roger that.
Perfect.
Talk at you then, guys. Thanks for joining me today.
Take care, folks.
All right. See ya.
Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.